Back here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we're joined now by head coach of the Pelly Christian Girls Basketball Program, John Mumm, following a good start to the week, a little bit of a disappointing end. Coach, just overall your thoughts following a really strong showing against Norwalk and a tough one against Bondurant for our later in the week.
Yeah, good talking with you, Tyler. Definitely some real positives from Tuesday night's game against Norwalk. We felt really good Wednesday at practice. So we talked about, hey, we were down one point at halftime to Norwalk on Tuesday. Number three ranked team in Class 4A, elite, with, you know, arguably the best player in the state, Birmingham, playing for them. And so the whole team, like the energy, the vibe was great on Wednesday. And very positive, you know, Tuesday night after that game. And so we felt really good going into Thursday against Bondurant Farrar at Bondurant. And, you know, we laid an egg on Thursday. We just had an absolute clunker of a game. Really scratching my head as to what happened, how that went down, what, you know, just hard to wrap my head around that overall performance. You know, the positives that I was thinking about this morning were, it wasn't for lack of effort. Our girls competed. They played super hard. They were trying. They didn't quit. And it was just one of those nights where we didn't play well. And another big positive in the locker room after the game, you know, I wasn't yelling at him. I wasn't screaming at him. I said, girls, you know, we didn't play well tonight. It was a clunker. We got to flush it. We got to move forward. We're a better team than what we showed tonight. So I said that, and three or four of the girls started speaking up and started saying, hey, you know, we got to do better than this. We got to be watching more film. We got to be doing, you know, this and that, and we got to be holding each other accountable. And it was really impressive, Tyler, how it was like, you know, some leaders were really stepping up there in the locker room after that loss last night and saying, you know, we're not going to accept this. We're better than this, and we're not going to accept playing this poorly, and we're going to make sure that it doesn't happen again. They were already talking about, you know, things that they wanted to do on Monday night, to prepare for the games on Monday and Tuesday. So I was really proud of those players that were speaking up in the locker room last night, because, you know, the best teams, in my opinion, are player-led. And I know other coaches have said that too, and our, you know, some of my other assistant coaches have agreed and have said that same thing, that the best teams are player-led, because when the players take ownership and say, hey, this is our team, this is my team, and we're doing this for each other, we're doing this for our school, we're doing this to glorify God, and really have that ownership in it, then they're going to work harder, they're going to play harder, they're going to do the little things like watching film and paying attention to the details. When a team is just all about the coach and it's just totally coach-led, well, I don't think those teams are going to be as successful, right? Because players can get frustrated with a coach. There can be little rifts and things that happen between different players and the coaches, and maybe they don't get along or this and that happen. And then maybe players aren't going to play as hard or, you know, not do the things that they need to do if it's just totally centered and focused on the coach. So I love that so far about our program, that that these players are really taking ownership in that. And so that was definitely a positive that came from that game last night.
Absolutely. And accountability, always a good thing within a program there, to be able to hold yourself accountable when things aren't necessarily going well. Going back and talking about that Norwalk game a little bit, because one of the things that kind of stands out to me that kind of contrasts with maybe the Bondurant for our game was how well the offense got going, too. I mean, you know, whether that be the inside game, the outside game, felt like a real positive step in that direction and just kind of trying to figure out some ways to attack teams that take away some of the interior play, because that is where the Eagles have become strong. But it felt like the outside and the perimeter game really kind of supplemented what you guys want to do. How do you kind of take some of those aspects of what you're able to do Tuesday against Norwalk and make sure that those apply going forward, even though there was that setback against Bondurant?
Yeah, we're still honestly like looking for players that are going to step up on the perimeter. And we have lots of girls that have lots of different skill sets and good things that they bring to the table. And right now, we're just needing more consistency from all of our guards and wing players. Consistency as far as not turning the ball over, taking care of the basketball, valuing each possession, and making sure that they see the defense before just throwing a pass and being careless with it. And we're waiting for girls that are going to step up and knock down three-pointers, you know. With how strong our inside game is, with how strong our post presence is, teams are going to pack it in the lane, and they have been. And so we've got to have girls that are going to step up and shoot the ball confidently from the three and knock down some of those shots. We've got to figure that out, and I think we will. And we've told the girls, hey, you know, if you're open from three, you got to shoot it. We got to get the ball up on the rim, because we have some great, great offensive rebounders. You know, Rachel is arguably the best offensive rebounder in the state of Iowa, okay? Like, she's unreal. Addie Van Arendonk has been incredible as far as her rebounding this season. Ava Breams can offensive rebound. Bryn Runner can get offensive boards, okay? And even some of the other guards can too. So, you know, man, you're open on the wing or in the corner, we got to shoot the three. We have to shoot it and get it on the rim, because then we have a chance to get the offensive rebound if we miss and score. Whereas we make a horrible, you know, entry pass into the post and it gets stolen, goes the other way, we don't have a chance. We don't have an opportunity to score, okay? And we had 21 turnovers against Bondurant. That's 21 possessions where we didn't get the ball on the rim. We didn't get a shot off. We didn't have a chance to score. So that is going to really be a focus of we've got to value the basketball and get shots up. So that's going to be a major emphasis here the next couple weeks.
Absolutely. And again, we're talking to John Mumm, head coach of the Pelly Christian girls basketball team. And you know, while we talked about it, there was some negatives on that side of things. I think the defense has been a very big, big positive over the last couple of games. I mean, I know we talked about Bondurant, things didn't go your way, but it wasn't for the lack of the defense. 34 points given up in that one. Norwalk, you look at it, and it looks like it's pretty good. But the Norwalk one, it looks on paper when you look at it and see Bailey Birmingham with or Braylon Birmingham, excuse me, with 38 points, but took 36 shots to get there. You know, defense has been a real strong point for this team, even when the offense may not be going.
100%. The defensive effort has been fantastic. And whether we're in man or zone, we're running a little bit of our three-quarter court, 1-2-2, press trap. The effort has been superb. And overall, the girls have just worked so hard and fought and played super hard. So love that. You know, we were trying to decide going into that Norwalk game on Tuesday, okay, are we going to play 2-3? Because, you know, they have some incredibly athletic girls. We weren't sure if we'd be able to match up with them man-to-man. But I said, you know, let's go, man. We played zone against them at their place, and it didn't go well. They lit us up, and we just did not look good in the zone. And so I just was like, I just really want to try man, even if it's just for the first few possessions. And so we started out in man, And the girls played fantastic. So we stayed in man that whole game against Norwalk, and they played great. And it showed us as coaches, like, hey, we can play man against anybody in the state. If we can play man against Norwalk and their athleticism and their incredible guards and talent, then we can man-to-man defense anybody. So we're not going to be afraid to play man. It doesn't matter who our opponent is. We're not going to be afraid to play man. So that was great.
Absolutely. And, you know, kind of as we wrap up, obviously a busy week last week at the end there with the Norwalk Bondurant games. Now you get a busy start to the week as well with two road trips. First one a little bit longer than the other one, Burlington Notre Dame, going into that matchup as well. How important is this game against Burlington Notre Dame going to be to just kind of get this group back on the right track going into two, I don't want to say both are necessarily rivalry matchups, but two very close proximity opponents in Newton and Pella. How important is Burlington going to be, Notre Dame going to be, to getting things started on the right note going into those other two games?
Absolutely. It's going to be a very long bus ride, right? I think probably, 2.5 hours, something like that. And those are tough, especially for high school kids. I remember playing in college and, you know, some of those long van bus rides, it's your legs are tired, you're, you know, cramped, and then you got to try to stretch out and get ready to play. And hopefully we'll be focused and ready to go and extra motivated to play well, since we're coming off a poor performance on Thursday against Bondurant, and I think our girls are going to respond very well. Looking forward to Monday night, and I think we're going to come out and play very well, and hopefully we'll carry that into Tuesday against Newton and then Friday against Pella.
And one final just kind of note on Burlington Notre Dame too, because I know you talked a lot about the travel there as well with that, but I think one of the other things that could be difficult in a matchup like that is, you know, every athlete can go look at Bound nowadays, right, and kind of see how a team's doing. And even though Thursday didn't necessarily go great for the PC girls at Bondurant Farrar, you look at the matchup and it, Burlington Notre Dame, a team that's, you know, won a handful of games, but that can sometimes create that notion of we should just go in there and win. What's kind of been the message to them, you know, knowing that this is going to be an important game to kick off a busy week there with Newton and Pella?
Yeah, we're not going to let that happen, Tyler. And like I told you at the beginning of this conversation, I was so thrilled with those leaders in the locker room Thursday night after that loss. They were already talking about, we're not letting this happen again. They were already talking about Monday night. They were already talking about things they were going to do on that bus ride to Burlington to prepare, things that they were going to do over the weekend with watching film to be ready to go. So, I know that we are a much better team than what we showed Thursday night, and I'm very proud of this team. I'm proud of who these girls are, and just thrilled with the leadership that a lot of these girls have shown.
Coach Mo, appreciate the time as always, and I'm looking forward to seeing you guys in Burlington against the Nikes there. It should be a fun night, but appreciate the time as always.
Thanks, Tyler. Take care.
Absolutely. That was John Mum, head coach of the Pella Christian girls basketball team, powered by Hy-Vee here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner.